Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Indian police said Friday they've detained five officials of IVRCL, the construction company that was building the bridge that collapsed Thursday in Kolkata, killing at least 23 people and injuring 80 more. Earlier Friday, police said they have opened a case of culpable homicide against the construction firm. IVRCL's chief lawyer has pledged that the company will cooperate fully with the investigation of the bridge, which had been under construction for at least 9 years. Brazilian prosecutors have charged Joseph Safra, the world's richest banker, in connection with an alleged scheme to reduce or waive fines on back taxes. Prosecutors said in a statement Thursday that Safra knew about a 2014 plan by executives at Banco Safra to pay more than $4 million in bribes to government officials. Bank executive João Inácio Puga, who allegedly negotiated the bribe-paying scheme, was also charged based on recorded conversations with tax officials. Banco Safra said in a statement that the charges were unfounded. The trial of two Turkish journalists has resumed. Cumhuriyet newspaper editor-in-chief Can Dündar and Ankara bureau chief Erdem Gül are facing charges of espionage and aiding a terrorist organization for their reporting that alleged the government was smuggling arms to Syria. They could get sentences of life imprisonment if found guilty. The men are accused of publishing images that date back to January 2014 of Syria-bound trucks, which the newspaper said proved Turkey was smuggling arms into that country. This is VOA News. The U.S.